Well, again, thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to talk high school basketball here on the Coach's Corner. Always good to get a chance to visit with Coach Hendricks from Lebanon High School, and that's what we're going to do now for the next couple minutes. And Albert, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for the visit and stopping by and getting out on this very cold January day. Last night, the Tigers were in action as they took on Tri-West by fell to Tri-West by final score of 65-55. We'll get to that game in just a moment. Let's do good news, bad news. And
sure.
We'll do good news first.
Okay.
And let's make the long trip to Benton Central. And I was talking to a couple folks last weekend after the game, just getting a report. One of the big things came out was the concession stand at Benton Central was outstanding.
That's what I hear, yeah. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so they have to have a good concession stand because you can't get anywhere within 10 minutes or 15 minutes to get a Whopper or whatever.
And the other part was the Tigers got a good win on the road.
Yeah, no, that was a really good basketball game. Both teams, I thought, just played really hard, and both teams had a tough game on Friday night the night before. And, you know, we only play about 7 kids right now, and so, I thought our kids really did a nice job of giving effort for 4 solid quarters.
We'll talk more about the Benton Central game in a moment. I want to ask you, is that your biggest concern right now with this team, that you just don't have a lot of depth at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're just young, and we've got a lot of young, inexperienced juniors that are playing, and then you get to the sophomores who, again, don't have any experience, and so we're trying to get them some JV time, to get them ready, if nothing else, for next year, but we're just limited. We don't have but one senior in Ben White, and he missed last year, so he didn't play last year, so he obviously got behind a little bit. It is really tough when you only have a couple guys that you come off the bench. I mean, technically, we could probably start 7 guys because the 2 guys that come in are different on different nights. But, we're just unfortunate right now. We don't have that 9, 10, 11 guy that we can put in there and feel comfortable.
Again, talking with Coach Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corners, we talk Tigers basketball. So last Saturday, again, as mentioned, you made the trip to Benton Central, got the win, and it's a look here, 1-point win, 63-62. What was the scouting report on the Bisons as you got ready for them?
Well, Coach Bond had that scout, and he did a really nice job of knowing their strengths and weaknesses. And the biggest thing for Benton Central was that, similar to Tri-West, that they shoot the basketball very well from the 3-point line, and they put 5 guys on the floor that, if you leave open, are going to knock down 3s. Very good on the dribble drive, driving into the lane, and then, the defense helping, and they kicking out to a 3-point shooter. And I just thought, last Saturday night, back when I played Scott, they used to tell us before the game, put that jock strap on, lace those tennis shoes up, and let's go play. And I felt like we did that last night, or not last night, but I felt like we did that last Saturday night against Benton Central. And we played for 4 quarters. And that game, never got out of hand. It was a 4-point game or less. After we got a good start, it was just a close game all the way. And I felt like both teams just played really hard. And defensively, we were really good last Saturday night. And, that didn't take the case in the second half for us last night.
Yeah. Again, talking with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner, some might ask, your defense was good, but you gave up 62 points. Tell me a little bit more about what it was about your defense that you're happy with their play.
Again, just the scouting report was that we couldn't give them any wide open look, from the 3-point line. And I think the first half, Coach Vaughn said they were 1-for-7 when we went into the locker room at halftime. Not only did we not give them a lot of shots, because both Benton Central and Tri-West are shooting anywhere from 25 to 35 3-point shots per night. And so when we give them 7, we felt pretty good about that. And then also that we were there and had our hand up and forced them to take some tougher 3-point shots, which incurred them making 1-for-7.
What was the difference in this game here? A 1-point win? What did it come down to?
I think it just honestly came down to the who had the ball last and the grit and the toughness. And we were able to make one free throw with about 3 or 4 seconds left in the game and forced them to have to take a really, really tough shot at the end of the game, and they just didn't make it. But I felt like, you know, it was just nose to nose, and we grinded it out last Saturday night. And we really have been doing that from the time we played Danville until last night.
So are you a little disappointed in the effort or outcome from last night?
You know, disappointed in the outcome, not really disappointed in the effort. You know, I think our kids are playing really hard. We're just in the second half last night, we just got out of position, and Tri-West shot the ball incredibly well. Last week they played Danville, and they couldn't throw a pea in the ocean, and Danville beat them by 15 points. And you know, Danville's a really good basketball team, and Tri-West made up for their 5-for-33 last week against Danville from the three-point line. They made up last night for that. They just could not miss. And as poorly as we played, both offensively all night long and defensively the second half, we were in that game until late in that game. And as you see, the score was 65-55. And for us, I think Tri-West played about as well as they can play, and I think we played about as poorly as we can play. So I think that, you know, taken away from that, outside the effort, as I told you, our kids really played hard last night, and they gave it all they had. We just made a lot of bad defensive decisions in the third and fourth quarter. So that's a positive for us, that we're still getting where we need to get to. And I just felt like, you know, Tri-West really, really played well last night and may have played one of their best games of the season.
Again, visiting here with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner, you said something interesting to Will after the game. The quote was, "You can't help a lot off your man because they have guys that can shoot the ball from the perimeter. You really have to do a good job of staying in front of your guy. But our guys got a little too close in their grill." Explain that a little bit more.
Well, defensively, when you got guys, all five guys on the floor, similar to Benton Central, Tri-West has the same. They can play five kids that are very good off the dribble. They can drive to the rim, and that's their game. They want to drive to the rim and kick it out to their open shooters. And of course, they've got Max Robertson, who's you know, not probably the best player in our conference, but one of the best players in our conference. You know, is a guy that can, you know, he got hot last night and he could take over a game. And what happened last night is we were so concerned in the second half about getting up close to them on the catch, so we didn't give them that easy three, that they got by us on the dribble and got into the lane and got some easy layups because we were just so poor defensively in the second half.
And of course, if a kid gets beat and if no one comes over to help, that just it's like one domino falls, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, going into last night, we are a team that does a really good job of helping, and we do play really good team defense most of the time. But last night and last Saturday night, we were in a position where we had to do some things differently and not necessarily be able to help off of the ball because they were so good at kicking and shooting threes from other guys. Unfortunately, we gave up a lot of easy layups because the help wasn't there last night, because part of that scout was is you can't leave your guy. So those are things that we can fix and get better at, and we will. So, you know, like I said, all in all, wouldn't fault our kids' effort. But, boy, did we shoot the ball very poorly. Colton Pollard didn't score and couldn't make a shot, and he's been, you know, scoring some points and knocking some shots down. And you know, I felt like, even though I think Caden had 21, maybe Jack had 17, I didn't feel like either one of those guys played their best basketball. And so walking away from that and losing by 10 points, you feel, you know, the coaching staff feels pretty good. But we certainly got some things we got to fix, and that's why come March we hope we're there.
Yeah. It's a mystery why a kid wouldn't shoot well in his home gym.
Yeah, I mean, we usually shoot well, I think, kind of like Purdue. You know, Purdue shoots the ball really well at home, but sometimes when they go on the road, they just don't make shots. And we've been shooting the ball pretty well, and last night we just didn't. And so, you know, hopefully when we get to the sectional, that, you know, we're shooting the ball very well and playing our best basketball.
Well, coming up, the road for the Tigers gets pretty busy, as they will have a double weekend next weekend On the 19th, they host North Montgomery, and on the 20th, they host Covington. And then the 26th and 27th, they are on the road. In fact, they're on the road for three games in a row. The 26th at Southmont, the 27th, they make the trip to Plainfield, and on February 3rd, they are at Speedway. So these next home games are really important for your kids, aren't they, Albert?
Yeah, and, you know, just to clarify the obviously, no one has given you that change. We are going to Covington Saturday. You know, we get to eat at the Beef House, so we don't complain when that game gets switched. It was supposed to be at home, but
Is George Kurtz buying?
George Kurtz does a great job of helping out our program. I'm sure he will help in some way, and he will also be there eating. So, yeah. So, Phil is going to... He had to change that game because they have, I think, Charisma or something that is scheduled at our place all day that day. And, you know, he wanted to know if I was okay with him changing. And anytime you can go eat at the Beef House, I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, good enough. So coming up next, you got the Chargers. As I read in the paper, you're giving the kids off today. What do you want to see when your team gets back together on Monday?
You know, we just told them last night, you know, if you saw anything about Nick Saban, retiring from coaching Alabama, you know, our AD put out a nice article that he saw on some of the things that Nick Saban had to say about his retirement and his career. And the one thing that he said, you know, that kind of resonated with me was that kids have choices today. And so a lot of it is that entitlement. We're in an entitlement age. And, you know, he just made the comment that kids have choices. So, you know, they have to make the choice now. You know, are we going to come back Monday and get back to doing the things that we've been doing that's made us very competitive and very successful from the Danville game until last night? Or do we crawl up in a hole and just expect that everything's going to be handed to us from this point forward? And if we make the right choice and we come back and work hard, you know, we'll be in an opportunity to win a sectional and maybe even more. If we choose to sulk on this loss and not really want to get better, then it's going to be a long year.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Again, Tigers falling last night to Tri-West by a final score of 65-55. But they'll be back at it coming up on January 19th when they welcome in North Montgomery for another girl-boy doubleheader, and Radio Mom will be on hand to bring in that one to you. Albert, thanks so much for your time this morning, and look forward to seeing you Tuesday night over at Zionsville for the Warren Central game.
Sounds great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.